right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Barely.
Same.
Not great, guys. I'm just kidding.
Actually, I'm doing really well mentally. I don't know about you, but I'm doing fantastic.
I haven't been. I'm just kidding. I haven't been awesome, but I don't know why. And I literally think it's because I haven't been to therapy in a while, and that's bad.
That'll do it.
And I think it's just because I've been traveling so much. I have to keep like rescheduling my appointments, and I feel bad for my therapist. Please don't be mad at me if you watch this. But for the most part, I've been good. Been really good.
We went to Paris.
We did, in fact.
It was so much fun.
Had a blast.
Yeah.
Blast and a half.
Trying to think, it was just fun. The vibes were good. I was telling my mom, like, everything over there feels so like simple.
It feels silly, to be honest. Ugh. Like, that's such a silly ass country. And respectfully, silly and like, I can't believe like this is real kind of thing. Like, for example, the apartment that we stayed in had an elevator that was 2x2 max. So only two of us, maybe three, could fit in there at a time.
Yeah.
And it just feels like someone's just pulling it on a rope, like a dumb waiter.
Yeah, there's a man in there doing it.
It's just
it,
like,
yeah.
It feels like technology has not advanced nearly enough over there. Mm-mm. Which is crazy to me.
Yeah, we stayed in this apartment that was in a building, obviously. And you had to go through this like fuck-ass door to get in.
It's like a corridor, and then there's another door
to a courtyard.
Yeah.
And then you get to the building,
and then you take the elevator up, and then you go through another door into another hallway, and then you go into the apartment.
Yeah, it felt like Willy Wonka. Like, I was like, truly, what are we doing?
And like, this is me being so fucking American, rah, right? Like the fucking eagle.
Hell yes I am.
Your plugs are stupid. Like, I'm so sorry, but they are. Like, the fact I was like, what is with these fucking Pee Wee Herman ass like fucking contraption I have to put together in order to charge my phone?
I know.
Like, I brought converters, okay?
I have to plug my phone into another box and yeah. Then put that box inside a box. That's what I follow right there.
Like, I literally had a giant one, and then I had two little ones that I had to plug together to put into the big one to put into the wall to plug in my phone. That's silly.
Dude, I was trying to straighten my hair in the
bathroom. I feel like I was camping. You know, you have to do a fucking, when you go camping, you need like a generator and a bunch of extra shit. That's how it felt.
I went to go straighten my hair in the bathroom, and Adam had like a flat iron that had that was like made to be used in Europe.
Adam plug, has European tools.
Yeah, the plug like would work there. So I plugged it into, it had like a, you know, in hotels they'll have like a hair dryer on the wall.
Yeah.
It had two little holes on there like to plug stuff in.
Yeah.
So I plugged it in and I go, oh, it doesn't work. Guess I can't use it. And then Alex goes in there and she goes, I think you plugged it into the wrong hole. So she moves it to the next one and it works. So she goes, why did you plug the one in that says shavers? And I go, I thought that was a suggestion.
Silly.
Why is there only a hole for shavers?
Silly.
That's dumb.
It's silly. It's so silly over there. Mm-hmm. Respectfully. But we had a blast.
It was really fun.
Had a lot of fun. Did we experience racism?
Yeah. We did.
Which I'm sure those of you could guess. Of course we did. Duh. Look at us. That's why we brought Alex.
You would have thought, like, when we would walk down the street, like, this sounds like an exaggeration. Also, all the streets look like the Universal lot.
Yeah, they all look like the fucking Les Mis, like the
set. Like fake.
Which
sets.
I get it. I know it took place in France, but it still looks like that. It looks like we're still in the French Revolution
times.
2023.
That was in BC, some shit, right? Like, what the fuck? So
when before Christ, the French Revolution.
Sorry, after Christ. It was after Christ. Yeah.
Sorry.
That was stupid. they had buildings before Christ was born. Yeah. That's crazy. No, but when we were walking down the street, all these people were sitting out like.
On patios,
like at restaurants. So we walked in the street because one of the sidewalks was like full of people.
Yeah.
Everyone stopped. Like, it looked like in Jurassic Park, like, you know, when like the water's shaking the thing and they look up and everyone's like, sprinting. And everyone stopped and was staring at us. And I hated it.
Yeah. Being perceived a lot over there.
I don't think they've ever seen that many big brown people.
Yeah, dog. Like,
and the Rugby Billy World Cup was happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So they were like all asking Billy, which I was like,
so they did. So they did profile Billy many times.
Yeah, and I was like, I look like I could be a man in the Rugby World Cup too, but no one asked me.
Fucking shame. he got profiled several times. Like, men would stop him in the street and start talking to him in French, and then he's like, I didn't I don't speak French. And then they're like, the only word you could understand or we could understand was them saying rugby over and over again. And Billy was like, I'm glad that shit follows me all the way to here.
It doesn't matter where I go.
Yeah, because they think he's an NFL player here. And then they think he's a rugby player over there. So love that for us.
But it was really nice having Alex with us because she's white. So everyone was like, love that. I mean, that's not the only reason. Alex is one of our best friends and we love her so much.
But that came in handy.
That did help a little bit. Use your privilege. Get us in there.
Yeah, use it for good. That's one of those things where like, that's my travel tip to y'all. Take at least one white person with you.
If you're not white, with blue eyes.
Yeah. If you're not white or Aryan looking at all, if you're not European looking at all in that sense, I would take a in-house white friend with you, to be the buffer to like go in first and ask for the table and they say, yeah. And then the rest of you follow in after.
It reminded me of like, I was telling Alex how like when we take our cousin Cruz, who is white, blue eyes, right?
Yeah.
And we take her to Disneyland, like people will be like, young white woman, blink twice if you need help. Yeah.
They're like, how does this group match? Like when they see us, that's Brittany with us. I don't understand how that one doesn't look like the rest of them. That tends to happen with us, but we're also just naturally large people. Like y'all know,
speak for yourself. I'm the smallest woman I know.
I mean, you and Adam are teeny tiny, teeny tiny.
I know.
But still very different looking. So the stares are not exclusive to Billy and I, like they were happening to all four of us. And to Alex, it was like a help her. or she looked like
nobody going to save her.
Yeah, she looked like our tour guide, which she was technically because she's been to Europe a few times already. But anyways, with Billy, obviously, Billy is a very large man. So everyone's like, when they watch him. And then with me, like the few times I had to wear heels and stuff, like I was telling Adam, I think I'm the biggest bitch they've ever seen in their life. Like, because the show that we went to for Christian Cowan, which was so fucking cool and so amazing. I wore like these giant platform shoes. So I was probably like 6'5", like I was really, really tall. I don't even know, they're just so tall. So I wore those, and then the stares I got, you would have thought, bitch, I had a third leg or something. And who says I don't?
okay monsters, let me see your hands.
Do you guys know that meme?
I better see y'all jumping.
Yeah, y'all better be jumping. Hey, monsters.
Let's go.
Let's go. Dude. That's our new bit. Introducing new bit alert, new bit alert.
I better see y'all jumping.
New bit alert. It's literally a little kid, and I think it's a Vine or something.
And he's listening to
a YouTube video.
He's listening to Alejandro. That album is crazy.
Yeah, the whole album's
so good, happy I could die, right?
But that song,
Dance in the Dark, that album's crazy.
I think Judas is on that one too.
Wrong. Judas is on Born This Way.
I thought that was Born This Way.
What I'm saying right now?
No, the album we're talking about. Are we not talking about Born This Way?
No.
I thought Alejandro was on Born This Way.
No, Alejandro's on the one I'm talking about.
I know. What's the name of it,
girl? It's called like Monsters or something like that.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Remember in It's Her, Black and White?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to look it up just to make sure. No, Born This Way, she's like a motorcycle.
I know, but she has the red lip and she's like going like on it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying.
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. The Fame Monster is the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
And Alejandro, Bad Romance, Speechless. I think that's the best Lady Gaga
speechless
song.
Speechless is so good.
Telephone, So Happy I Could Die, and Teeth is on here. Just Dance. That's
this one. I love Teeth. Oh, I love that song.
Beautiful, okay. Dirty Rich is on this one.
Hold on. I'm locking it in my hyperfixation so I don't forget. I'm going to listen to that
Boys,
album.
Boys, Boys. Do you want me to text it to you so you don't forget?
No, I won't forget.
The Fame Monster, is honestly Lady Gaga's best album. Well, and Born This Way, I would tie it with
Yeah. I was going to say.
Because there was The Fame and then The Fame Monster. So that's why it's different.
I liked both of them, though.
Yeah.
No, you're right. The Fame Monster. I was obsessed with that album.
So Happy I Could Die. Like,
good.
That's why it's so funny that I ended up being gay, because all we did was listen to like gay music in high school.
That is true.
Like we were huge like Lady Gaga stans.
That
and, like,
is true. I learned all her
Katy
dances.
Katy Perry. You know what I mean?
I learned all the dances. But I like, honestly.
Born This Way is this one. Yeah. But that's the special one.
I know. I was thinking of
the Motocicleta. This one has Mary the Night.
I know. And Judas is on there.
Yeah. Isn't I'm on the Edge or whatever?
Hair. Love that one.
You and I. I think that's also one of her best songs. Yeah. Sheeb is on here. That's a good one.
Oh, that
and
is
Judas.
One.
That's what I told you.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what I just said. I said, oh, Judas is on there.
Don't ever
to be
question
fair
it.
To me.
Don't ever question
both album artworks are black and white. So that's what I was thinking.
And they came out one after the other. So I'll give you that too.
Anyways, back to our bit. It's a little kid and he's listening to Alejandro.
Yeah.
And the song starts and then he literally goes, "Hey, monsters."
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Okay.
"Hey, monsters. Let's go.
Okay. Better see y'all jumping.
I want to see y'all jumping." And then it cuts off. That's our new bit. "Hey, monsters." You have to look it up. Look it up.
Oh, dude.
Oh, so good, dude. God, I love a good bit.
I know.
So don't be surprised if we say that a million fucking times the next couple episodes.
Sometimes I forget that people watch this. And then when they're saying my bits back to me, I go, how do they know
who
about that?
Who told you that?
It's me. You did.
"Hey, monsters."
Yeah.
It's the way he says it is so funny. Like,
I better see y'all jumping. If it didn't have Alejandro playing in the background, I would play it out loud for you to listen to.
So fucking.
But I don't
want
to get copyrighted, so I can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Hilarious. Anyways, back to Paris. We did get profiled. Yes. People were racist towards us. Yes. Were they rude to us? Also yes.
And you know what I started doing? Being rude back.
And then they leave you alone. It's just like New York.
This lady in the airport was being so mean to me at the desk.
Yeah.
And I literally had to tell her, "Can you just stop?"
Give me a second.
I couldn't do it anymore. It's too early and you're being so rude and I can't handle it. And then she handed me my ticket and was like, "Have a nice flight." And I just ripped it out of her hand because I was so upset. I was like, I'm going to be mean and I don't want to.
It's also like, for those of you that were wondering for an update on the restaurant that I posted about, there is no update. The update is they blocked me. And no, I don't regret posting it literally at all. Mama Mia Paris, if you ever see this, is all I have to say.
For those like YouTuber fights, it's you versus Mama Mia Paris on the fight card.
It's the sign. So like, basically, like, people wanted to know the story. There is no story. The story is exactly what I wrote, is we walked up. We were 15 minutes early. The guy, first of all,
mind you, we made a reservation on OpenTable.
Yeah. In fact, we moved the reservation twice because we were late. So,
and because there were so many openings.
Yeah. So that too. And then we walked there. We got there 15 minutes early. Mm-hmm. First of all, what restaurant has bouncers? I don't fucking know one. Like, they literal bouncers. They had four fucking bouncers outside and a door guy. What the fuck? And then the door guy had a cheap ass Burlington coat on. I do remember that. And then Alex checked in with him and then he was like, "What's the name? How many in the party?" And I saw that he found the reservation on the little iPad that he had. And he's like, "1 minute," goes inside, gone for two minutes, comes out. And then he's like walking, he's like ushering Alex back over to us because we were standing like a couple feet away. He's just ushering her back over to us. And then he's like, "Yeah, you know, like, the thing is, like, if you make a reservation online, we don't always follow those. So, yeah." Like,
it's full.
And what he said made no sense. Like, it didn't make any sense.
He was like, "Usually people call." And she goes, "Well, then why do you have an open table?"
Well, and then she goes, "Well, I tried to call and nobody answered." And then he goes, "Well, then how'd you make the reservation?" And she goes, "On open table." And then he goes, "Well, we don't use that." And she goes, "Then why do you have it?" And then he goes, like, he was just like sick of answering questions because he didn't have the answers.
While he's doing that, a car full of six white women.
Yeah.
Pull up. They let them in immediately.
So full my ass, bitch. And then also when he said that, she goes, "Oh, okay. Well, then what's the availability like?" And then he goes, "We don't have any.
We're full the whole weekend.
We're full like all night. And like, you, like, if you stood here, you're not getting in because we're full." So, and she goes, "So do I just call like tomorrow?" And he goes, "I mean, you could try."
Yeah, because she said, "Well, how long's the wait?" He goes, "We're booked, we're
full,
all night,
so we don't have any." Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said like everything he was responding with made no sense. Mm-hmm. Like they were like half answers and they mm-hmm. weren't answers. And I could tell that Alex is like, listen, if you don't know enough, we talk about her all the time because we love her so much. But like, she is so non-confrontational. Like, she is just, she doesn't want any problems. Mm-hmm. She wasn't being rude. She was like being so polite and respectful. And then she was like, "Oh, okay. Like, that's, yeah." And he goes, "Yeah." And he just turned his back and left and goes back to this fucking two steps that he was standing on. And then even before that, I was like, "You guys don't have anything?"
All right, friends, we're going to take one quick little break. And this is with our friends at Lumi. So, is your deodorant so amazing that someone would steal it? Lumi is, and I know that because someone literally did. Let me back up. Lumi is America's number one whole body deodorant, pH optimized for pits, privates, and beyond. They also have deo wipes for 24-hour odor control on the go. The wipes work so well, can confirm, that yes, some deodorant bandits stole an entire truckload of them from the Lumi warehouse this year. But to avoid California Highway Patrol, I recommend just ordering on their site. This is a special new offer for new customers. You can get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code 2IDIOTGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. So I personally really like, I told you, the wipes, and I also really like the body wash. The body wash is really nice because you can take it to the, let's just say you go to the gym and you're like going to go to lunch after, you can go in there and wash your pits really fast with that. Use the wipes everywhere else. Change your clothes. And then it's almost like you took a shower and you're ready to go. So as a special offer for listeners, new customers will get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code 2IDIOTGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code 2IDIOTGIRLS. Now back to the episode.
And then he's like, no. And they walked away. Yeah. So then that's when I took a pic, and then I was like, I'm going to fuck this place up. And I did. And I think they deleted their Instagram, to be honest, because everybody kept telling me that they were trying to find them and they couldn't find them. So unless they blocked hundreds of thousands of people, which I wouldn't doubt either. I don't know if they still have an Instagram, and I don't give a fuck, frankly, but they blocked me and I don't give a damn. So I posted about it. 10,000 people liked it. So like my story about it.
Damn.
On TikTok. That doesn't even include Instagram. So, but I do love and appreciate all of you that kept going and writing funny ass shit in their comments. Like, that was so funny. And I was like, y'all rocking with racism. Like, someone wrote that. And so y'all are so funny, but spread the word. Don't ever fucking eat at that whack ass fucking restaurant.
It's behind the Louis Vuitton store. Yeah. Like, what do they call it? Flagship store or whatever the fuck. I saw so many.
Y'all sound silly.
I saw so many French people smoking cigarettes.
Y'all love a cig over there.
Fighting. I did see a lot of French people arguing.
Y'all be beefing. Y'all beef in the street. Y'all don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. Literally, I saw people screaming at each other. Damn.
Saw people fighting. And then I saw French people being way too intimate.
That too.
On the train.
City of love.
And I saw them French kissing. No, but I literally saw them being way too intimate. It reminded me of, like, remember that Vine of that couple in Starbucks?
Yeah, and they're like, is this allowed? That one?
Yeah. And the girl's like,
she turns around, stop it. Yeah.
That's what it looked like there.
It's true. Y'all be smoking a cig. Y'all be beefing in the street. Yelling. And y'all are fucking in the street too.
And you know what? They don't go to bed till 7 a.m.
Dog, why are there so many of you outside at 3 a.m? That's great.
What's going on?
Me acting like, I'm like, where are your parents? And they're all like in their 50s. It's and true. Y'all, but I do appreciate that y'all eat so late and like things stay open so late, because I feel like that's the only way we got to eat food, because our jet lag was so fucked that
the chip flavors there,
bro.
Bring them here.
Pringles go fucking crazy. I don't know. Is that an EU thing? Someone message me and
please send me all of the paprika Pringles you can find. Dude,
I got spicy barbecue. Took a picture of the can so I don't forget. Just so I don't forget. I literally posted it on my story, but I saved the pic because I was like, this is for me to remember that these are the best chips in the fucking world.
Dude,
did I get drunk the day before and that was the greatest thing I'd ever eaten the next morning? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I like to think it's unrelated to how good they were.
When we flew to Paris, we had a layover in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know who's from Minnesota?
Morgan and Justin.
And did we get to see them? I couldn't believe we got to see them. That was pretty nutty.
Very kismet, if you will. Also, Morgan and Justin just recently got engaged. Woo! So everyone make sure you go congratulate them.
Congratulations.
And yes, I will be at that wedding. I absolutely will be at that wedding.
We got to see that fucking rock in person. That thing was crazy.
I know. When I saw her.
It's like the size of a half dollar.
When I came out of the bathroom and I saw her, I was like, oh my God. Like, I was so excited to see her. And I was like, let me see the rock. Yeah. So
crazy.
Great. Did a great job, Justin.
Keep up the great work.
Keep up the great work, team. But we love and adore Morgan and Justin. Can't wait for them to get married. Love them like my own children.
And then on the way back, our layover was in Salt Lake City, and we saw lots of Usos.
Yeah, I sure did. My brother, sister, brother, sisters. I saw y'all there. Did I get profiled there too? Yes, I did. But I also met a lot of you there, which was really great.
We also bought Drew 2 different eye masks in the airport. So
y'all, I be losing my eye mask. Wait, and did I'm the other ones sick. Come in? Yeah, they did.
Were you going to tell me?
They came in the other day and then you guys left before I could remember to give it to you.
Because I paid for those. I want them.
You did not.
I did. I sent him money.
I'm just kidding.
Because Billy was so nice. I said, go ahead and put in an order for me and my mom.
No, I know. We have them. I have the box in my room.
Okay.
They're from the brand Slip. Slip, if you ever see this, big fan.
We love you.
I have lost your eye mask twice. Disappointed in myself, to say the least. But Billy is so sweet because he buys me new ones.
What he needs to do is order you four of them.
I need a plain one. I need a home one. I need a travel one. But they literally are the softest, most gentle eye mask. And the one that I get has these little like bumpers on them because they're literally four eyelash extensions. Period, bitch. And they're so soft and I cannot sleep without it. Like, I'm so sorry. I can't. And also, that's another travel tip, other than take your favorite white friend to Europe, is to bring an eye mask for the plane because it helps a lot.
It does. I wrapped the arm of my sweater around my eyes on the plane.
Dude, it helps so much because planes are so loud and so bright. And then there's always someone who doesn't close their window shade.
Dude, that makes me so violently angry.
Especially when it's like an early morning flight.
Yeah, dude.
Girl, it's 7 a.m. You don't need to read right now.
Close that thing right now.
We have 10 hours to fly.
Close it.
You can read another time. Or you can use a light. Like, you can use light.
No, but then on the
even that. Yeah, that light is
on the way to Minnesota. It's what time was that? Our flight was at 6 a.m.
We were at 6 a.m., yeah.
This guy next to me, you would have thought I was sitting next to Kendall Roy, literally, from Succession, the way he was acting. He's closing deals.
Doing business.
Closing deals. It's 6 a.m.
He's closing deals, but he's not connected to the Wi-Fi. And so there's just nothing.
He's not even
on.
Holding a laptop. His tray table's just open. He's just pretending to type on nothing. And he turned on that overhead light. I was so mad.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
It's rude. It's 6 a.m.
It's crazy.
7 in the morning. That's
why I said, bring an eye mask, girl. Like, it's a life-changing difference. Mm-hmm. It really is. Like, once I brought my eye mask on one flight, I was like, ooh.
What do you listen to when you sleep with your headphones on?
It depends. Like, I typically listen to, like, slower, softer music.
My favorite album to listen to on planes when I'm trying to go to sleep is the first Boy Genius album on a loop.
Oh, that's cool.
It just goes on a loop.
You know what's really good? Ed Sheeran.
All right.
Great to listen to on a plane because he's got lots of slow songs.
Which album, though?
Plus, obviously. Yeah. But they like it's like lots of slow songs, nice, calm vibes.
I feel that.
Yeah.
And then when I'm reading, I'll listen to the Succession soundtrack. That's my favorite one to do when I read.
That's funny.
Because there's no words.
Cool. So I think that's all our updates for Paris.
Yeah.
Had a blast, though. Had a lot of fun. The last day we did all the sightseeing. Can you believe we literally saw the Louvre, Notre Dame,
the Eiffel Tower.
We saw a bunch of other shit too on like the way to all those places.
And then obviously we saw the Arch at night. That was really
cool. Oh yeah, the Arch too. So the Arc de Triomphe.
And Notre Dame. We got to see both. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so we saw all that shit.
The Seine. We got to see the Seine.
The Seine, yeah. Cool. We saw all of that shit in one day. And it was so fucking fun. Had a blast. And we got drunk in front of the Eiffel Tower and it was so silly and fun.
Cannot recommend that enough.
That was really cool. That was like such a core memory. So it was a blast and a half. Loved it. I think too, a big part of traveling is like the vibes that come with you, like your group.
Yeah, it was a good group.
So we had a really solid group and I loved our apartment. We had like, we all had our own rooms in our apartment. Like we're all in the same congregated space, which makes things easier, I feel like. So it was a blast. It was really fun. And I saw so many famous people just walking. Just walking in Paris. Saw so many.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, just there.
It's pretty cool.
All there together, apparently.
So, whatever that means, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like not on the same level literally at all as anyone that I saw. But vibes. Vibes.
Good vibes.
Yeah, so it was cool. Racism aside, had fun.
I love it.
Yeah, had a blast. Good times.
With the racism, I'd give the trip an 8 out of 10. Would have been 10 out of 10 without it, but...
Yeah, I agree. 8, strong 9.
Yeah.
Honestly. Racism docked at a point. Point and a half.
That'll do it, to be honest. So today we're doing a part 2 to the Q&A, because a lot of you sent in more questions after we had that episode of live this past week.
Wait, really quick, before we move on from Zoomies, to address the bed bugs thing, no, we don't have them. No, we didn't have them. No, we didn't get them. Please stop asking me. Yeah. Like, please. I saw one of my mutuals who was in Paris a lot longer than me afterwards. And she was like, she posted about the bed bugs thing. And she goes, what exactly did you guys want me to do about it?
Like, kill them.
She's like, someone's like,
eradicate them from existence.
Someone comments and said, I don't know, stand up to them. And that's, she's like, that's why I'm like, I don't know what it is you wanted me to do. Like, I don't have them and I didn't see them and I didn't interact with them. Like,
okay.
That's why it's like, I don't know what you guys wanted me to do about it, but we didn't find out about it until we left. So we were gone already. Were the bed bugs there when we were there? I don't know, but
we must have missed each other in passing.
Yeah, like we must have different flights. Our schedules didn't link up. But just so you guys know, whenever we go anywhere, we check for that shit. Like, I don't give a damn what country I'm in this one or a different one. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to check.
Yeah, we checked. We checked the entire apartment. Plus, we had air in our apartment and they thrive in heat. So we had air in our apartment and all of our stuff is clean and we've been home for a week. So you can stop asking about the bed bugs. We don't have them. So. There you go.
There is one bed bug here.
And his name is Squid.
His name's Squid.
He's just, he's more of a roly-poly than a bed bug.
He was being a bed bug in here before we started filming. And
he was being a menace. That's different. That's what happens when you give him access to the carpet. Okay?
I let him have his fun, and then he started biting it. I go, I got to kick you out. That's
him being silly.
I'm the bouncer in here. I got to get you out, bud.
That's him being silly. Let him be silly.
He literally, like, I wish I recorded it, was pushing his, like, his, just his arms were behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pushing his face like a wheelbarrow.
I know. He's putting his scent on there.
No, I know. And then he's making, like, he's, like, snarling around.
Yeah,
and
he's like.
He was having fun. I allowed it until it was too much.
I let him vibe until he gets too crazy.
Yeah. And then I said, dude.
But anyways, that's all our updates.
On Paris.
Had fun though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
but we're on to the Q&A.
Yeah, we're doing a part two to the Q&A because we only did one part.
Yes.
Okay, this first one's from Carrington. She said, when do you think your moon sign comes out the most? Personally, my Cancer moon shows when I watch The Voice blind auditions. Full sobs, like I know these people personally. So Drew's a Cancer moon.
Cancer moon twin.
And then I'm a Capricorn moon.
And that also makes sense.
When do you feel like yours comes out the most?
It depends. I think, like, on a serious note, it's like whenever I see anything remotely moving. So, like, I watched a girl call her mom on TikTok and tell her that she's cancer free, and they were both sobbing, and that made me sob.
The way you're trying not to cry right now.
Yeah, literally, I watched it. It literally, I was literally crying, and I was on the toilet. So
you know what trends are making me cry? Is they're like, to be loved is to be changed. You know, they,
oh, with the pets,
especially pets with black hair. You know, they get older.
Look great.
I saw them calling it like snowflake hair or something cute like that.
Dude, and y'all know this because I posted it on my Instagram. But on the way home from Paris, I posted a TikTok in my story that was literally someone who picks up dogs for doggy daycare in like a little bus. Mm-hmm. And then they wait on their curb and then they open it and then they get in a seat and then she buckles them in. And it made me fucking sob. Like, I was literally sobbing. I soaked my mask. Like, it was like soaking wet right here. And
okay, friends, we're going to take one more quick little break. And this is with our friends at Curology. So I've told you this before. I personally have used Curology. It was really helpful in helping me clear up my skin because right now I deal with a lot of hormonal acne. But before it was like cystic, like everywhere. I also felt like I had really bad oil control in my T-zone and all around was just trying to like, I felt like my skin looked really dull. And so I was super excited when I found Curology and was even more excited when I had a really positive experience with it. So our skin has a huge effect on our confidence. And if you have acne or noticing signs of aging, it can be frustrating to waste time and money on products that aren't formulated for you. And that's why we recommend Curology. It's super easy. You just fill out a quiz about your skin, share photos, and a provider will prescribe a personalized formula based on your skin's unique needs. In a clinical trial of 150 Curology patients, 9 out of 10 patients saw an improvement in their acne in 3 weeks. I personally am one of those people who did see results in my acne. Curology products also give you everything you need and nothing you don't without fragrances and parabens. So right now, you can get up to 6 skincare products free, up to a $52 value, with free shipping and a no-cost consultation with a licensed dermatology provider when you go to Curology.com/2idiotgirls. Go to Curology.com/2idiotgirls for this free offer. That's Curology.com/2idiotgirls. Prescription products are excluded from this free product offer. It applies only to your first box. Subject to consultation, new subscribers only. See Curology.com for full details. Now back to the episode.
what made me sob even more was like, I posted that I read a comment that said, this is how I like to imagine they go to heaven. Mm-hmm. So made me cry again. It like, they're not in pain and they're not alone and they're happy.
They're having fun with their friends.
Oh my God. It's literally making me tear up. Anything like remotely sentimental or moving, like that's my Cancer moon beats the fuck out of me, bro. Like she beats my ass. Anything like that. Contrary to like my online persona, I am extremely emotional, but that's like why I'm so angry. Protective, I guess, is because of stuff like that. But yeah, it makes me fucking sob.
I feel that.
I already know the answer to Dayson's.
What?
You're Capricorn. Mm-hmm. When it shows, me and Billy were, I'm not kidding, just talking about this yesterday. Her Capricorn moon
shows.
They
always talk about me, you guys. You
I see? Do. I do be talking about her. Her Capricorn moon shows the most when she doesn't want to listen anymore. And we were literally talking about this yesterday because I was telling him, who are we talking about? Oh, I was talking about how like my mom has ADHD to some extent. And when you're talking to her and there's other things happening, she like slowly starts like turning away because mm-hmm. she's getting distracted.
Have you ever watched, there's an outtake of like a blooper from Parks and Rec mm-hmm. where like Leslie's telling Chris.
Yes, yes, yes.
She's telling him, okay, to get, it's like a key or something he has to go get.
She's like giving him instructions.
And then while she's explaining to him, he starts like turning around and she goes, over here, over here. That's how it feels.
That's literally my mom. And that's not a joke. I'm dead serious. Like, that's how she is. So I have to be real quick and concise. Like, and there can't be anything else going on when I talk to her, which is normal. Mm-hmm. With Dace, we were literally joking about this because I was telling him, like, she makes the active choice that she doesn't want to listen anymore. So, like, you'll be talking and then she'll be like, and then slowly she goes. And then she starts going,
I'm done talking. And then like last time we were FaceTiming, like laughing about TikToks. And then I was so glad you stopped it when you did. Cause I was getting ready to like, I'm losing interest.
To tell me, well, I got to poop and it's like midnight. No, you fucking don't, bitch. And we've joked about that on here. When I was like, when I call you, you're literally not busy. She's like, you don't know if I'm in therapy. I'm like, I already know when your therapy is. So, and her therapy's moved. It's Monday at 9s now.
No, it's at 10. Sucker.
Oh, it used to be at Tuesday at 9. Yeah. Now it's Monday at 10. Still.
Yeah, I feel like it's that when I'm tired of talking. And, well, it's even tired of listening sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's not ever talking. It's, I mean, yeah, sometimes, but it's literally
it's
just
both. I'd
it's
say
it's tired
both.
Of listening.
I also think it's
that's when her Capricorn moon comes up. Because
I think
most.
Capricorns are really stubborn. And I feel like I can be very stubborn as well when I'm like talking about certain things.
Yeah. I think so. I think it just flares up the most when you've are no longer interested in what's happening. So you're kind of like, and that like, and I mean like in the sense that like someone's been talking for too long and like they're only talking about themselves kind of thing. But she does it to me because we're siblings. Not because I do that. It's literally because we're siblings. I could be talking to her about her, and if she just doesn't want to listen anymore, she's just like, like, Billy, that's enough. Billy literally was like, I've never seen anything like that before. Like, the light literally leaves her eyes. Like, if it's like a jack-o'-lantern, you go, blow out the candle, that's literally, like, she's gone.
I'm done talking.
And then I go, dude, are you listening to me? She goes, yes.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know. That's a rhetorical question.
Well, no, but I am, but I'm not. That's what Drew said. If I'm not actively responding and, like, reacting, that's me not.
That's what I do when you talk to me. Hello.
If I'm not doing that, then I'm not listening.
And you're right. You aren't.
Sometimes I am.
No, you're hearing me, but you're not listening to me.
Dude, see?
That's the difference, isn't
that's
it?
That's the Cancer moon.
Hello. That's why I was like, girl, you're fucking crazy. And that's why I told Billy, I'm like, that's why I'm so quick and good at telling stories, because when I have two Sagittarius women in my life who can't, I cannot hold their attention for longer than like 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Got to be quick. Got to be quick. Got to be snappy.
I know, dude. We'll have conversations like the two. I mean, I think it's pretty evident we have the ADHD stuff on here.
Yeah.
We're having conversations.
Yeah.
In person, dude, it's worse.
It's a lot worse.
It's worse.
And I told, you know, when I literally told Billy, I go, when I talk to you, that's why it takes me like 2 hours to tell you what I really wanted to tell you, because I could just tell you everything and you're still listening.
Mm-hmm. Whereas me, I'm like,
And I remembered with like Eric, Rico Taquito, mm-hmm. when he was on my show, I remember he posted like one of the things he said in the thing. He's like, sometimes, because I think we're both Virgos.
Yeah, you are.
He's like, sometimes I'll talk to my boyfriend and I think, like in the middle of me talking, I think to myself, I think it's been like 40 minutes and he has not said one thing. And I was like, literally me. Like I just, and then I go, what was I talking about? And then he tells me something so minute. And I was like talking to him about the Chinese Imperial Army. And that's not where I started.
Yeah.
Like I started telling him, I saw this TikTok and then I just go on this journey. But he listens to me. So that's good. Because I do give a lot of unnecessary detail, but that's just because I feel like it makes it fun and colorful. I got to give not that much detail.
I'm a storyteller. That's why.
Yeah. Same.
If you will.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
If I don't give you the details, then what's the point of the story?
You need the context. Sometimes I go, that's important context. Hold on to that when I'm telling the story.
No, I know. She does tell stories like that.
Telling you. It's important.
This next one's from Helena. She said, she has a 3 questions. So what have been your favorite nail designs of the year? So this year alone.
Ooh. Okay.
I really like these. These are chrome with like little red drippy blood tips.
Yeah, same. I love mine right now. I have Freddy Krueger nails. Fun.
Earlier this year, I did like a black and white, like each hand was black and white, and I did stars. That was I think out of all the sets I've done this year, I got the most compliments on that one. That one and then the green jelly ones I just did for Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Those
yeah.
are my favorite ones this
so,
year.
So like these are like a French tip, red and green stripes, and then she put blood on there. Mm-hmm. So like fun. Love that. I'm trying to think like my nail designs this year. I loved my Coachella nails. I did like
me too. I did French.
I did I did a chrome silver, and then I spray painted pink in the middle of them, and I loved them. And I got so many compliments on them, so I loved those. It's so hard to pick.
I know,
but we love Michelle. Michelle Nail Studio on Instagram. We love her.
She's
love
the best.
Her down.
Yeah,
she's the best nail tech in the world. So it's too hard to pick. But if I'm thinking off the top, I would say those two for now.
Her next question is, do you prefer taking notes on a laptop or by hand?
It depends on what it is I'm taking notes on, but I would probably lean towards a laptop.
I always think I love writing by hand because I own so much stationery and like notebooks and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then I write for 1 minute and I go, my hand hurts. I don't want to write anymore.
Yeah. I literally I struggle to find a pen in my house sometimes. So I'm going to say a laptop.
Me too. Okay. Yeah. And then her last question is, do you have any, what is your favorite Sanrio character?
I don't know enough about it. I want to say,
I like Pachaco. He's the little
penguin. No, the little green guy.
No.
Okay.
Pachaco's the puppy. The white one with the black
like
ears.
Like I said. I
also just went to a Japanese skincare store, so that's the only reason I know his name. No, I like Pachaco. The green one's really cute. I don't remember his name.
Yeah. I like Kuromi. I think Kuromi's
the
cute.
Little evil one, yeah. And I like Cinnamon Roll. I think she's really pretty.
Oh, Cinnamon Roll's cute.
Is it Kuropi? I think that's the...
It's Kuromi and a Kuropi.
No, but I'm saying Kuropi is the green one. No, it's Kuromi and then... what's the pink one, you guys? Pink.
Pink Kuromi. Oh, it's Melody?
Melody.
My Melody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough about the lore, but I would say Kuromi.
Yeah, my Probably. Melody. She's really cute.
Kuromi and Cinnamon Roll. That's what I would say.
Cinema Roll.
Whatever. Potato, potato.
My favorite one was Pinky Lily. That was my favorite one when I was younger. Mm. She was really pretty.
It was really common when we were kids. We would go to this mall and they had a Sanrio store.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always go in there and my mom would always buy us 2 gums. and we would always get our favorite flavor gums from the Sanrio store. And they were always like themed per the character.
Guess which one I would pick.
I don't even know.
Kiwi?
Oh, yeah. Kiwi.
And peach.
Yeah. I always got watermelon and kiwi.
Yeah. Because you're basic.
Okay, peach. But yeah, I remember that very vividly. That was like our favorite little thing to do with our mom. She would always take us to the Sanrio store to buy the gum.
It was so fun. Love. Okay, this next one's from Tim. They asked, Is Squid ever going to get a sibling?
Yeah, no, he is. I really do want another dog. It's just like, I don't know if now's the time. Plus Squiddy is like, he's like a year and some change. So he's still pretty young. And he is such a good boy and he's so well trained and he's very, very happy. But he is a very special boy. Like I told you guys, like he has a lot of very specific medical conditions that we have to be mindful of and be aware of. And so I want to make sure that he is like 100% settled and okay and happy and healthy. And he's okay now. Like he's very perfectly happy and healthy right now. And he's at a really good weight and he's at a really good space right now. So I just kind of want him to settle a little bit more and be okay before I introduce a new dog. Like I just want him to feel loved and, you know, cherished. I want him to feel paid attention to and taken care of before I introduce another dog. But I do want another dog because I want him to have a friend. Like if there's one thing he could work on, it would be socializing. Because he is so good with people and he's so good with other dogs, but he gets to be a little too much because he's still a puppy. So he wants to play for too long and then dogs get annoyed. Like
my mom's dogs. He's also a Gemini, so.
Yeah. And he is a baby. So like he plays a little too long and then dogs get annoyed. So then they're like, all right, enough, right? So I need him to grow up a little bit more. And then, yeah, but I definitely want another dog for sure. I do.
Okay, this next one's from Kia. She said, what is your favorite episode you filmed? Or are there any BTS stuff you edited out?
I mean, yeah.
There is stuff we cut
out. There's always stuff we cut out. You'll never know about that, but or what it is or why. But yeah, like I think naturally everyone cuts stuff out in the final edits of things. But favorite episodes... our bits episodes were some of my favorite ones. Like those were just so funny to me. Like
that one made me laugh. I can't remember what, if it was like dating horror stories or which one it was where we were talking about the guy that was throwing the trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That episode's one of my favorite. That one makes me laugh every single time I think so about
funny.
It.
Yeah. Like that was really good.
I've enjoyed all of the guest episodes. I think they're all equally super funny. Yeah. And sweet.
And y'all loved Brittany's, like yeah. Obviously.
That's it. How you guys? That's exactly what it sounds like when we hang out.
Yeah,
the three of us. It's so funny.
When I did Royal Court with Brittany, I saw a comment that said, "This feels like when your like older, cool teenage neighbor comes over and they're willing to like listen.
Pretend with you.
Yeah, like they're willing to like play your games.
That's so
like she
funny.
Comes to babysit you, and then she's willing to like go through it." I'm the teenage babysitter.
I saw someone comment in our video with Brittany that they're like, this is that, oh, I love being a woman sound like personified.
Sweet.
Which is super cute.
That's so sweet. Yeah. We love Brittany so fucking much.
Even like, the one we did with Morgan, who I love and adore, was so fun.
Absolutely.
While we were filming that, I think
Billy's was really fun.
Billy's was really funny. Yeah.
Donnie's was really funny. Love that.
That was a good one.
The ACU. I think we're working on Adam, y'all. I don't know if Adam will ever come on the show, but we would love if he did. He's one of the funniest and most annoying people in the world. So
like so funny. It's like
unbelievably funny. Like it's so annoying how funny he is.
Like when we were in front of the Eiffel Tower, he was like we had been there for probably an hour and he goes, oh, it's probably so fun to be here when you're in love. I don't know.
I know. I was literally, I was just telling our mom this, but I was like, when we were in Paris, he was glamming me and I felt like shit because I was so tired and like exhausted and that fucks me up so bad. And I was like, how do you feel so good, dude? Because he was up at like 7 a.m. every day, fucking walking the streets of Paris by himself, doing God knows what. And he was just, he's always like chipper and bright in the mornings. And I was like, why do you feel so okay, dude? I'm like, do you not feel any jet lag like at all? Because it was hitting all of us except him. That's what it seemed like. And then he goes, I don't know. I guess it's just because I like work out so much and take such good care of myself.
Go to hell.
And he was fucking cracking up. And I was like, girl, fuck you, first of all. And we were laughing so hard. And I was like, you're so fucking annoying. But he is unbelievably funny. So we're working on him. I don't know if he'll ever come on the show, but we would love to have him. But all our guests have been so fucking awesome. So.
Yeah. But yeah, if ever.
Those ones are great. And our bits one was one of my favorite ones. We did Dating Horror Stories too. That was one of your guys' favorite ones for a while, that series.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's a good time.
This next one's from Briley. She said, since you say that you were big Gleeks, what is your favorite Glee cover and character?
Oh my goodness.
Character, Santana.
Easily. Yeah, same.
Cover,
let me think.
Can we only pick one? Can we do three?
Yeah. I was just gonna name off my faves. Okay. I wasn't even gonna stick to a number.
When they did Landslide, Santana. Oh,
so
and Brittany,
good, so good.
If you cut out Gwyneth Paltrow's parts, it was perfect. But I loved Landslide. When Santana sings Mine,
yep,
to Brittany, all the minor keys, just them being gay. Dude, I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you.
Damn, that one's good. Oh my God. I would have forgot about that. That one's
across
good.
The board, that's the that best one's good. One.
I don't know about the best one, but it was good.
It is the best one. It is the best one.
That's in the top three.
Somewhere Only We Know, that's one of the
good
best
one,
ones.
Good one. Lea Michele singing My Man. Prime. Gloria, when Lea Michele and Naya Rivera sang Gloria with each other. Primo.
Blame It on the Alcohol, when they all learn how to drink together.
I didn't love that one, but I love that episode.
It was fun. It was fun.
That episode was really funny, though.
It was fun.
But speaking of that one, when Darren Criss and Lea Michele did the duet in the basement, when they're all fucked up.
What song is it?
Off Wine Coolers. Fuck. I keep hearing the I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you one.
Because it's the best one.
No, look it up. Look it up because it's going to bug me. That's a great one. That duet's great.
What am I typing in?
Dude, somebody that I used to know.
I hate that song.
No, the Glee version of it with Darren Criss and Matt Bomer.
I don't like that song.
Fire.
Even Cough Syrup. That one's sad, but that was a good cover.
Oh, yeah. That one is good.
What is it called? What am I looking up?
Lea Michele and Darren Criss Glee.
What are their character names? Rachel Berry and Blaine.
Blaine Duet.
Is it Don't You Want Me?
Yes. That one's so fun. Good one. Oh, their Adele mashup.
Yes.
That one's good.
The treble tones. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Even their version of Candyman is so good.
Yes. When they did that song, the Cicero. What's that song?
Oh, yeah. It's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Like it's...
The Girlies.
He had it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That one's really good.
Fuck, the name is escaping me.
What's the Whitney Houston song? How will I know? That's one of my favorite ones too.
I had that song on a fucking loop when they dropped that episode. I said,
"There's one where it's like all the girls and they're all wearing black." This is, and I'm literally describing every Glee episode ever.
Yeah,
and they're singing on. They're sitting, standing on a stage and they're singing, but I think they're singing to Coach Beast.
Oh, they didn't sing. They didn't sing that song to Coach Beast in black. They sang it in the choir room, and it was "Shake It Off" by Florence and the Machine.
The way I just got chills and started tearing up. That's that one's a good really one. Good. No, and then there's one where they're on stage and they're singing.
No, I know. I mean, yeah. It's like I would assume
they're all wearing all black. Ugh, which one is it,
girl? That could be anything.
And it's a song I've never heard before. Didn't you like the Like a Virgin? Wasn't that one of your favorite ones?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because you have Lea Michele and you also have, what's his name? Played Kristoff in Frozen.
Jesse's girl?
Yes.
What's his name?
I keep saying Jared Goff and that's literally a quarterback. That is not his name.
What's his name?
Fuck, I don't know.
He's so famous.
He's literally so famous.
He's in Hamilton.
No. Oh, yeah,
he plays
King George.
He's literally in Hamilton.
Yeah, he plays King George. I thought you meant, like, he was one of the presidents.
Well, I know I make up a lot of things, but he was literally
in Hamilton. And that you do, yeah.
He was literally in Hamilton. Okay, on...
No, what's his name? Figure it out.
I keep saying... Now I'm saying Jared Padalecki. What's his name?
It's something with a J. Jonathan Groff? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's... Okay, so then I wasn't far off with Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jonathan Groff. That's
there
his name.
There you go. Yeah, love him down. He's so great.
I actually really love him. Okay.
Me too.
On Spotify... The top,
they're all shit. I guarantee it.
Like Stereo Hearts is on here. Don't piss me off.
Is like One Way or Another on there? Because
no,
that one's so.
If
too.
I Die Young, I thought about that one too. That one's a good one.
That is a good one.
Total Eclipse of the Heart is gonna be on here, which I did not like that one.
I loved that one. So
Bust Your Windows. I can't believe you didn't say that one.
Those are from the early seasons.
And they put Valerie on here.
And I'm pretty sure Bust Your Windows was in like season one. So like, cause that's when Mercedes likes Kurt. So I liked season one, but I didn't love it. It got really good in like season, what, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Then it started hitting the ground running.
I'm literally going to figure out. I literally typed in Glee Girls All Black on stage. I mean, Santana's cover of Back to Black was pretty iconic as well.
That's a good one. But and this might be a controversial take, but when they're both auditioning, that's like they're auditioning for a part or for a role. And
Cell Block Tango, that was the name of that song.
And Santana sings Back to Black. That's the same audition sequence where Rachel Berry sings My Man. And Kurt, like, they all hate her because she's annoying. And Kurt is like in tears when she finishes because she's like crying when she, you know, she always does the one tear thing when she sings. And Kurt's like in tears when she finishes and he goes, "She may be difficult, but boy, can she sing." And that's how I felt watching it. And I thought she was better. So I thought she deserved the solo.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But her version of My Man, I'd eat it up.
Oh, the one where Sue's sister passes away and they sing that Willy Wonka song.
Yeah.
I loved that one because I like Willy Wonka.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Dude, I'm never going to figure. If one of you can figure out what song I'm talking about, it's All the Girls.
Yeah, I know, Jason. They did that hundreds of times. You got to give me another detail in order to narrow it down.
It's a scene with Coach Beast. I'm almost positive. I just, for the life of me, cannot remember what song it is, which is so annoying.
Well, when they did Cell Block Tango and Shake It Off, those were in the same episode.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And they sang to Coach Beast in the choir room and they weren't in black. They were all in the, they were no, sitting I know, on that's stools. What
I'm
saying.
I don't know which one I'm thinking of then.
Oh, damn, I had another one in my head.
Damn. That's so annoying.
So many good covers. Their Christmas covers are really good too.
I was just gonna say,
like,
that.
Last Christmas, yeah. Santa Baby, loved those. That's why. Did I say Party All the Time?
You didn't. No, that was a good. You like that one?
I loved that one. I loved it so much. I got the real version. Like, I was like, that song bangs. Like, Eddie Murphy really, he was cooking with that one song that he came out with.
Let him cook.
Let him cook. Yeah. That song fucking bangs. It's so good. And I like the little cover. So big Glee fans loved it.
I know. I'm going to figure it out, or hopefully one of you can figure out.
I had so literally so many Glee covers on my iPod. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in high school.
100%. 100%.
I had so many Glee covers. I feel like other than just liking them and how like I thought they were so like good and fun, I felt like it was like a way for me to be able to sing because it was a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that empowered me. Maybe that's why I liked it even more.
Stupid.
Gave me confidence.
Okay, this next one's from Ciclali. I think I'm saying it correct. And she said, what subject can you guys nerd out about? Like, I mean, someone brings it up and you can immediately talk about it for 3 hours.
I don't know, to be honest. I'm trying to think. Because, like, I was thinking, like, academically, but it could literally be anything. This might be like hat on a hat, but like how all many different things can be traced to racism and colonization.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about that forever.
Mm-hmm.
Many different things. Many different things. Like, mm-hmm. I was even in Paris, I was like explaining to Adam like why BMI is racist and why it feeds into racism, but also capitalism. And
same. That's how I feel about like homophobia and transphobia is mm-hmm. inherently white nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about that.
I could talk about all of that forever. Like every time someone brings stuff up like that, like when I had like this whole discourse on TikTok about like feminine and masculine energy. And then I was like, well, gender's not real, so you can't gender energy. So that I could talk about forever. Because they hate hearing that. Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's not? It's not. It's a man-made invention. It's not scientific, really. Genitals are not scientific. We gave them labels and we gave them meaning.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with like sex and gender. Or
that's
sorry,
what I mean.
Yeah, sex and race are both
man-made inventions. Yeah. They are. They're oppressive systems that were created and inflicted on all of us. And if you like think about some of the many different levels of like oppression or bigotry that you, if you experience that, like if you live within a margin, every single one of those things can be traced back to like white supremacy, to colonization, you know what I'm saying? Like religion, misogyny, like even like when you talk about, even when you talk about like our own culture, like when we talk about Samoan culture, and like obviously like the genesis of Samoan culture is matriarchal, but that does not mean that there are no misogynistic people and that are Samoan, because that's just simply not true. There are, or even facets of transphobia, homophobia, all of that stuff. All of that stuff was were things that were introduced to us and we have carried throughout generations when we were colonized.
Mm-hmm.
When we were colonized and we were introduced to different religions that we did not adhere to, that was when we started adopting different forms of bigotry and started living by them as if they were law, and they're not. See what I'm saying? So stuff like that, I could talk about forever. And even like when we were in Hawaii, Josh told me, which I did not know, our cousin Josh told me, because there's, for those of you who don't know, like we were colonized by Christian missionaries, but also Mormon missionaries. Mm-hmm. A lot of Tonga was colonized by Catholicism. So a lot of them are Catholic and Christian. But there are a ton of Samoans who are Mormon.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a lot of Samoans who live in Utah, for those of you who live in Utah. So Josh actually told me that the reason why so many Samoans adopted Mormonism was because Mormonism was one of the few religions that tried to colonize, or that did colonize us, that allowed us to keep certain cultural practice, whereas Christianity got rid of it all.
Mm.
Like they eradicated it entirely. Like they didn't want us to dance or speak in our language or worship anyone else or have the existence of a third gender. Like they got rid of all of that. And Mormonism got rid of the gender thing for sure. But
yeah.
They got rid of that for sure. But I'm saying cultural practice as far as like dance and language, they let us keep that.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of Samoans ended up becoming Mormon, which I found so interesting. I did not know that. So I would say shit like that I could talk about forever for a very long time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would say that. I don't think there's anything else really that silly that I could like talk about, but serious shit like that, yeah, I could talk about that forever. Easy.
Okay, and then we'll end on this one because we kind of got this question a lot. So a lot of people are asking us, like we got this question multiple times on giving help/advice on finding a girlfriend or a boyfriend or navigating dating.
I mean, I don't know. It's real tricky. Because I feel like we get those questions a lot, like every time we do Q&As, whether we do them like personally, like on our, like Instagrams or on the show.
Yeah.
I don't really know if there's like a, it's harder for me because I feel like anything I say can be very like, well, yeah, of course you can say that because you're in love with someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, duh. Of course that worked for you. And I don't want to like feed information to y'all like that.
I'll say for me, as someone who is trying to navigate dating, right, that I always thought like I would have to be this perfect version of myself before I start dating, yeah, before I put myself out there, whatever. Yeah. And so something I've been realizing, you know, Kylie Jenner, she's like, this is like the year I'm just realizing things.
You're realizing things.
Which is really me this year, is that I forget, like, because I've been out of dating for so long, previous to the last year and this year, that I forget that this is for queer people. You have to go up to people.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself out there. You have to go up to people and you have to be like, I just wanted to say hi. And then you can walk away. I'm going to start doing that. That's going to be my new move. That's my bit. And then if they don't say hi to me, I'm like, that was weird. Anyways, and then you keep going. So yeah. I just say like putting yourself out there, there's no perfect way for you to be. And I feel like you shouldn't want to strive for perfection anyways, in order to feel like someone would want to be with you or someone yeah. would like be like open to dating you.
Yeah. Again, like anything I say is, I feel like is going to sound corny or like stereotypical, but like I'm going to say it anyways. But especially if you date men, right? Because that's the only experience I can speak to. But I do feel like nothing like attracts people more, like, because this could probably transcend across sexualities. Nothing attracts people more than confidence. Like, looks aside, because I like what you said about feeling like you have to be the most perfect version of yourself. I feel like people think that way too about their looks. They're like, oh, yeah, like,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Like, I have to look a certain way before mm-hmm. I start dating. I have to, like, be this kind of person or be this version of myself before I start dating, which is, I mean, you're just, like, you're selling yourself short, I think, when you see it that way. Because nothing moves people more than, like, energy. Like, if you just love your... Like, do you ever see someone and you're like, it's... No tea, no shade. It's crazy that you always have a partner. Like, you are always in a relationship with someone. How the fuck do I get like you, dog? Like, I really want to be like you, bro, right? And I'm not talking about someone in a long-term relationship. I'm talking about someone who is constantly in a new one, right? Like, and that's a, you know, whatever their journey is, that's their journey. But someone who moves like that is someone who just, like, they just attract people because they feel good about themselves in exactly as they are, mm-hmm. right? Like, who they are is, like, and this is a perfect example, but, like, I always bring him up, like, me and Billy's friend. Like, he wasn't, like, jumping from relationship to relationship, but he never was hurting for a date, ever. Ever, 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 ever.
And he's like, he is booked and he's busy.
Girl, he's working. Like, he's got a full schedule. Like, he has to turn them away because he's like, I'm booked for the next month.
I can't. I'm sorry.
And it's he is not ugly by any means. And I think ugly is something you perceive when someone mm-hmm. is awful. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, that includes you. Like, mm-hmm. if you think you're ugly, people are going to think you're ugly, kind of thing. But he was never, ever, ever hurting for a date. Like, he was constantly getting numbers, constantly getting asked out, even when he wasn't even trying. Like, he was just existing. And he's a real normal guy.
Like here's an example. Like, we're eating at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he just goes, can we get some drinks? And the waitress goes, oh, my God, yeah. He's not doing anything.
He goes, oh, you forgot mine. Oh, I'm just kidding. And she goes, oh, my God, yeah. And she'll leave. And then she comes back 50 fucking times. And then she leaves a number. I've seen it countless times. Countless. He's not flirting. He's not, like, it's just an energy.
It's
like
a vibe, yeah.
He's just like, he doesn't give a fuck what other people think about mm-hmm. him. He loves himself
as he
unconditionally,
is.
Yeah. Exactly as he is. Like, he's just who he is and he's confident in it. And he's just fighting them off with a stick. Like, and you know who's another great example of that? Grace.
Grace
Africa.
Grace, we've talked about her a million times. She is
unparalleled confidence.
One of, like, the most magnetic people I've ever been around. She
truly is, dude. Like, if I liked women, like, I'm trying to date Grace. Like, she is just that fucking girl. Yeah. Like, she carries herself. Like, she is just so confident in who she is and how she is and how she loves herself. Like, it's magnetic. It's like an energy. It draws people in. It makes people like her. Like, why the fuck do you think I saw her hanging out with Wale? And she was like, this is my friend Wale. I'm all, didn't you just meet him? And she goes, yeah, he wants me so bad. Which is so funny because he did. And it's funny. And the reason why it's hilarious is because, like, that's just who she is. Like, it's just her energy. And obviously she's beautiful. Obviously. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's funny. But what speaks more than anything is energy. And I feel like if you work on that part, like, more than anything else, it will serve you. It will bring people to your fucking door, bitch. I promise. Like, and that's how I've always walked, right? Like, that's how, and that's why I feel like I've always been very picky, because I was like, I don't give a fuck about any people that don't measure up to the standards that I believe I deserve, right? And so that's why, like, I ended up with someone who exceeds them, right? And I feel like that's very possible for literally everyone, including Dayson. If you just, like, believe it, you know what I mean? Like, and I know a lot of you saw, like, when I talked about why I don't have celebrity crushes, it's literally because I genuinely believe I could get anybody I want. And I still feel that way to this day, even though I'm very happily taken and I will be with Billy till I die. So that kind of energy is what you should hold. And I saw people being like, I've literally never thought of it that way. And I'm like, who's going to tell you otherwise? No one. So you might as well tell yourself it and believe it, because it's fucking true. And that's why I'm like, looks aside, like, even if I saw someone who, like, primarily dates thin white women, right? And I saw, and they're a famous person, and people are like, oh, he would never date someone like me. I know he would date me. I know he would. He'd be interested. I'd have to say no. Sorry, I'm taken.
Oh, I hate to do this.
So sorry, but I'm taken. Like, yeah. Someone like Timothy Chalamet is a perfect example. He would never date a bitch who looks like me.
But he would date you. Yeah.
See what I mean? Like, and I believe that. I believe it. Who's going to tell me otherwise? You think he's going to tell me? No.
I just think too, like, we can't all be like mysterious, like super cool.
That's a great example too.
At the club. Like some of us have to fucking put my balls in my hand and walk around and start there talking to people. Man. Some of us got to do it.
And honestly, it's like, you're never going to see those people again. And maybe you will. Yeah. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But the point is to walk through life as if you're going to meet the love of your life, and you will.
But in the way where you don't have like every time you go somewhere, like you're like, this is going to be it. And then when it doesn't happen,
yeah, not then like
you
that. Like
you are disappointed.
Yeah.
But like, I just mean like, I think like, I truly believe that anyone would be lucky to date me. I'm period. Literally, when we were in Paris, I was telling Alex, I'm the funniest person I've ever met. No one's been funnier than me.
I tell myself that all the
time. No one's been funnier than me.
Every day.
I posted a picture of me in front of the Louvre and I said, I'm trying to see my girl Lisa put the song Ski on there. Because she said, if you're trying to pull up, say what's up.
Yeah.
I'm the funniest person that's ever existed.
I am so incredibly hilarious too.
I'm funny. Even sometimes, I'm very smart.
Yeah. Like, and I think if you carry that and you believe it, you'll attract someone so much faster than you'd think. And it's also like one of those things where you're like, God, someone would be so lucky to date me.
Yeah.
And I've thought that about myself for fucking ever. I'm literally. Like, dude, whoever ends up with me, they are so fucking lucky.
That's why yesterday at the thing that we went to, that I'm not going to tell you guys what it is.
Oh, yeah. I filmed something really fun yesterday.
At the thing we went to.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm funny. I'm going to participate in conversations. And I did.
And look, like, it's just it what it does, I think, too, when you like take chances on yourself, like even as something as small as that, like you're just like, I'm going to contribute because I, too, believe I'm funny. So mm-hmm. I'm going to contribute to the conversation. You leave with nothing but wins because you did something. You built up your confidence in that sense. You built up your sense of self because you're like, look how funny I am. I proved it. They laughed, that kind of stuff. It's like, it's just like a self, it's like a self-serving cycle. Like you'll just continue to do it. And then before you know it, you're fine. I'm off with a stick like our friend.
You know what it's I mean? Hard. God, I have things to do.
That's why I said like he would never date a bitch who looks like me, but he would date me. And I believe it. And it's true.
Because I'm always the exception.
Yeah. And I can't tell you guys who, but there was one celebrity that we met.
Not even just one.
It wasn't just one, but I'm saying I'm thinking of one.
No, I can think of at least two.
Who's the other one?
Never mind. I forgot. So
you'll tell me after.
Yeah.
I can think of one celebrity in particular that like I truly believed well before Billy, like that person would love me. Like that person would date me. That person would want me so bad. Mm-hmm. And I was right. That's all I'll say on that. I was right. And I said, one thing about me, I'm going to be right. So like, listen.
What do you want from me?
And that means that goes for you too. I'm always right. So listen to me when I say that. It's true.
Scratch that. Reverse it.
Took it to my penthouse and I freaked it.
And then you get this picture. Okay. You guys got that? Did you write that down?
Yeah.
Write that down.
And believe it, hold it, and like gaslight yourself until you really, really believe it. You know what I'm saying? It will serve you, I promise.
I've just seen it happen so many times with my sister.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm telling you.
One time it's a coincidence, two times it's a pattern. I'm right every single time. So believe me, and then you can also take your love, the love of your life, to Paris, like Adam said.
Like me.
Yeah. That's why it's one of those things where it's like you truly believe it, and so much so that someone else is going to see it, and they're going to see the worth and the value in you, and they're not only going to see all the beautiful things inside of you, but also on the outside of you, exactly as you are right now. They're going to love you, cherish you, be attracted to you, and empower you. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get it. I promise. That's my best piece of advice.
There you go. Just kidding. We're going to do one more. This one's from Selena. She said, what have you learned the most about yourselves this year?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was exclusive to this year, but because it kind of was a thing last year. But I think I learned that I need to take more breaks in working. Like seriously, I need to take more breaks because I feel like when I love working because I love feeling productive and feeling like things are going well, and that's very important. But I also think I learned that I need breaks more than I thought I did, because I think I used to think like, if I got like a couple days, I'm good. But now I'm realizing if I don't have more than that, like if it's only a couple days, I need like 15 of them. You know what I mean?
I think me talking about what I've realized about you. No, just to add on to that for you, I feel like too, like having, that's why we value our family so much.
Yeah.
Because that's like the one place we get to feel like little normal guys.
Normal, yeah.
But even more so, like, you know how we went to that bar for Mayo's birthday?
Yeah.
And it was just us girlies and San and Jordan. Like, it's just so, and Janelle, like, it's just so nice to hang out with people
that are normal.
And we don't talk about work or anything.
I agree. That's a huge thing. Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember what I do remember what I was talking about with Jordan, but I'm not going to say it on here. But
I can't talk about any conversations I have with Jordan on here. I'll get demonetized, girl. I can't talk about anything I talk about
with him on here. I don't even remember. But anyways, just having normal conversations about the most random shit. And it,
I agree,
is so not relieving. I can't think of the word, but it's so nice.
Yeah, I can think of one. Like, last year, obviously, we talk about our cousins Josh and Mayo all the time because we love and adore them, and they go everywhere with us. But we... last year we all went Christmas shopping, like Christmas decoration shopping.
Oh yeah,
together.
I think we're gonna do it again this year.
We are. We absolutely are. But like, it was just me, Dace, my mom, Josh and Mayo,
and Donnie.
Oh yeah, and Donnie went. I forgot Donovan went because he was being tortured alive when we went, because he's like, I hate shopping, and I'm like, well, that's why I told you not to come.
And I told him to walk around the store and find me gay ornaments, and then he had more fun. Yeah.
But we went, and that was so fucking fun. Like, it was like 12 hours. Like, we were shopping. It was so much fucking fun. We drove all over the place to like different stores.
We went to like 3 or 4 different Christmas stores. Yeah.
And they were all far apart from each other. But we were just having a blast. Like, we were, and it was just one of those times where I felt present and I felt like I was having fun and I felt normal. You know what I mean? Like, I've been telling like my family and like my therapist that like I miss my independence. I kind of lost it a little bit when I started doing this for a living, because, you know, it was just like, I'm like a public person now, which is a good thing. But sometimes it feels really, really nice to like go and do normal things and like just feel really present and really happy.
That was a core memory. That was super fun.
It was so fucking fun. Can't wait to do it again. I think learning, like, back to your question about learning about myself, I realized like just how important that stuff is to me, like, and how necessary it is that I do it and I like make time for it and I like prioritize it just as much as I prioritize work. So,
yeah.
Yeah. What about you? I thought of something for you.
Okay. Let me talk first, though.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I think that I am so much more capable of independence than I ever could have imagined.
I was literally, I'm not even joking. I was going to say something almost identical. Really? To that. Yeah.
As I say, because last year when I moved into my apartment, that was my first time ever having my own bedroom that I didn't share or have someone stay in or anything. Like, it's just my apartment, my room.
Yeah.
And then now moving to a house is like, that's why I'm like, it's even more apparent to me how much more capable I am of being independent and being like comfortable being by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I might have people over to my house tonight, but like, I was also thinking like, how fun would it be if I didn't? And I just watched movies at my house by myself.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Me being excited about that. That's something I've learned this year, and that I am so much prettier than I think I am. And that's not even off attention from people. That's like me looking at myself going, who is that? She's gorgeous.
And I'd be telling her that all the time, but it doesn't mean anything coming from me, apparently.
No, it doesn't. If you were like a hot mask, then like, yeah, it would mean something to me. But you're just my idiot sister. So it means nothing to me.
Yeah, I was going to say for you, it was like you're so much more capable
of everything.
Literally anything you could possibly ever imagine than you give yourself credit for. Like, I feel like, whether it's like moving into a bigger house or a bigger space and being alone and being confident being alone, or working or traveling or, you know, going on different things without me. Like,
yeah, I was like, gonna say creating my own identity.
Yeah,
on my
like
own,
Dayson, yeah. Dayson's been doing so many different like appearances and stuff without me, which is a wonderful thing. And it's like my dream for her is to do that. So I feel like that's something you really realized this year, was like that you're so much more capable of achieving anything and everything you've ever dreamed of or wanted than you give yourself credit for, which is a good thing.
I agree.
So big wins all around.
And then we got this question a million times. I think every time we do a Q&A, we'll always get this one. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
What's the biggest fight you guys have ever gotten into?
We don't have those, dog. Like, we were
like, someone said, like, have you ever had a fight where you didn't speak to each other?
Yeah.
I mean, not longer than a few hours or so.
The only one I can think of was like during COVID, like during lockdown.
Yeah. And even then I talked to you the very next day.
Yeah. But you blocked me on everything, which you've never done before.
Uh-huh. I don't even remember what we were fighting about. That's how dumb it was.
I remember what it was about, but like, I don't remember why it escalated like that. I do, but I don't remember what the like jumping off point was.
What was like the what was that shift?
Yeah. I don't know what the transition from like a normal fight to like a really bad fight. I don't know what that was, but I think it was just like, well, first of all, someone that was involved in it is no longer in our lives. So that was a big catalyst, I think. But it was so stupid. Like, the genesis of it was really stupid. Mm-hmm. It escalated because of feelings that we had both been having and not talking about. And I think it had to do a lot with the lockdown too. Like, this was like mid lockdown, like everything shut down. And you lived with our parents. I lived with Billy's parents. Mm-hmm. And I remember like my parents' house was the only house I could go to because we couldn't go anywhere else. So it just felt like we were just trapped with each other. And I feel like it was bound to escalate to some point because we're just like, and on top of that, like the few times I did go to the house, cause like we couldn't go anywhere else. Sometimes I would like stay the night there with Billy, and like, me and Dayson figured out a while ago that we cannot live together anymore. Like, we just can't. We're just too old now. I think it's just like, well, that's not entirely true. I feel like we could like, no, we just can't live together. But like, we could spend the night places together, but we can't live together.
No.
And I think it's just we're too old now.
But spend the night meaning like we're in an apartment in Paris and I have my own room.
Yeah,
like we cannot share rooms. No, we can't. Bathrooms, or
we would if we needed to, but like we never have to, so we're not going to. And I think part of it is just getting older, but I think it's also like I have a partner, and like I, you know what I'm saying?
I don't,
it's just too much. Like it's
too many people in one space. Too many people,
and we're all bigger people, and it's just it's too much. But that's like, I genuinely believe that's like a big reason why, is because we were like trapped animals together. And that was, I want to say, the biggest fight we've ever had. And it wasn't even that big. So like, my mom is really good at like playing the mediator in situations like that. It doesn't happen often, like when me and Dayson fight like that. But my mom's pretty good at talking to both sides and kind of getting us to meet in the middle. But that was one of the times that she was like, you guys are annoying me, so knock it off.
Stop it.
Yeah. Like, she was like, knock it off and fucking come back together. I'm over it.
Yeah.
And I do remember, too, that like I left because I was pissed, and I left and I didn't say anything. Like, I talked to my parents, but I left and I was pissed off at her. And then she tried to call me when I left. Dayson tried to call me, and then she texted me. And I didn't respond. And then that made her so mad, she blocked me on everything. Like, she blocked me on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram. I think the only thing you didn't block was my phone number.
I don't even remember.
But I realized that you blocked me because, well, first of all, when Dayson's mad at me, she doesn't send me TikToks or anything. And that's how I know she's mad at me. Like, she doesn't send
Capricorn
me funny.
Capricorn moon.
Yeah. And she doesn't send me funny things. And that's how I know she's mad too. Like, that's another way it manifests. But like, I literally saw that I couldn't see her on anything. And then I went to go look, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I got annoyed about that. I was like, dude, come on, bro. Like, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. And then she's like, we talked like the next day. It was the next morning.
My mom, something funny.
My mom told both of us to knock it off. Like, we talked about how we felt, and then we were over it. So that's like the longest ever. But I feel like sometimes y'all are looking for something, and I don't know why. You want us to fight so the show stops? What's wrong with you?
Just because you guys fight with your sisters different from us doesn't mean that we're not sisters.
Well, and like, we do fight, like, you know, like siblings do, but it's never anything that would keep us from work obligations, first of all, mm-hmm. Or like telling each other we love each other or like being there for each other.
Like my mom's always said, like, don't ever let a boy come between you. I'm like, don't worry, I don't think that'll be an issue.
Yeah, we found out pretty quick that wasn't gonna be a problem.
But no, I think my mom has just always told us that nothing will ever be more important than us being sisters. So,
and we've upheld that. Like, yeah, we've lived by that for a very, very long time.
Yeah, like someone asked me, like, what is it like working with your sister? I'm like, I mean, we're best friends, so like it's like working with my best friend, and then I get to go home. That's it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, I feel like I would butt heads with my sister. And I go, I mean, we do because we're sisters.
Yeah, we do.
But nothing is ever, nothing, money, nothing is ever more important than being sisters.
Yeah, never.
Our family in general, but we're talking about being sisters. That is the most important thing to me. Yeah.
Well, and also like, you guys want to see us fight like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just always think like you're looking for like that type of shit is like, it's like FICA, like FICA color. Like it's very like, that means like nosy.
Like chismosa. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're trying to like look for something and like, I don't know what you want to hear other than we do fight because we are sisters. Do we fight all the time? No. When we do, it's never that serious and we get over it really fast because we love each other. We care about each other and we're too fucking old. Like we're too old to be like, I'm not talking to you for a week. Mm-hmm. Like, we're too old for that shit. So, like, that's just not how we work. And the only, like, things I can think of that would be something unforgivable, we don't have those problems because you're gay and I'm not. So, don't ask us that question anymore. I guess is what I'm trying to say. I mean, like, you can, but, like, I'm not going to give you an answer that's fun or exciting to hear.
Also, two guys, we wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, if we had, like, a knockdown, drag-out fight, we would not talk about it because... why would you need to know that? You know what I'm saying? That's not why you came in. We're investigative journalists. You know what I'm saying?
It's giving family vlog channel. So.
Well, yeah. And it's like, like sisters, they fight. Like, we're also not white. I feel like you should keep that in mind. like the way we handle shit is a lot different.
It's very different.
You know what I mean? Like, even if I didn't want to talk to her because I was that mad, like my mom wouldn't let me do that.
No.
She would knock that right out of us by being like, knock it off and come back. And I would listen. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, even if I wanted to act like that, my mom would never let us like split up like that. You know what I mean? So
I feel that. All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to listen to other episodes, you can stream the podcast everywhere. You can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
But other than that, we love you. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.